From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Let's turn now to your comments. We've been inundated with letters on Elise Spiegel's stories about families coping with gender confusion in their children. Carrie Smith of Kansas wrote this: I am the mother of a 7-year-old child with gender identity disorder who was identified as a boy at birth and is now living as a girl, she says. Your stories accurately portrayed both sides to what is a difficult decision for any family dealing with a child who was born in the wrong body. Kids like Bradley and Jonah and my child will only prevail with acceptance and love. Trip Finch of Rocky Mount, North Carolina, was disappointed with that same coverage. It validates deviant, destructive, and dangerous behavior, he writes. The most loving thing that a parent can do is to direct that child's path away from harm, not to it. And finally, we did a group of stories about commuting in Los Angeles, Boston, and Miami. Our choice of cities sent one listener to her computer to write this: Can someone at NPR please notice that there are many of us out here who do not live in areas where mass transit is even an option, writes Carol McNall. Every time I hear a gas prices story, I hear about cities and suburbs, places where there is bus service and sometimes even rail. I live in a rural area of western New York, south of Buffalo. But by ignoring us, you suggest to policymakers that everyone has mass transit available. That convinces them to come up with one-size-fits-all remedies, which will, if they are passed, be disastrous for areas like mine. Well, we'd love to hear what you have to say. You can go to our website, npr.org/contact.